When he'd first regained consciousness, Nosterol had no sense of how long he had been out. Despite Kerrod's torture, however, he felt his perception of time and space, an awareness born of being closely attuned to the universal power of the Force, returning. A little more than 10 hours had passed since the confrontation in Kerrod's inner sanctum. The attack on Duro was still too far away. He needed to hold out for several more hours if his plan was going to work.
"You cannot break me,"
he said, his voice cracking from the strain he had already been put through.
"We both know I can,"
Kerrod whispered from just beside him, running her long fingers seductively along the rough skin of the Keldor's cheek.
"But I don't have to. I know you weren't acting alone. A security sweep of the ship captured your friends. If you want to spare them this suffering, you will tell me what I want to know."
Nosterol had to admire the ploy, but he knew she was bluffing. It was possible Theron was somewhere on the ship. He hoped it was true, but he trusted his partner was skilled enough to avoid any kind of security patrol. And Theron was working alone. Kerrod had said friends, plural, as if there were more than one.
"I know you're lying, because I came alone."
Kerrod pulled her hand away from his face in frustration.
"Again!"
This time it felt like a million long thin needles were impaling every centimeter of his body. They punctured his flesh clean through, sliding through his skin, muscle, sinew, and bone before sliding out the other side. They pierced his internal organs, his eyes, even his skull, stabbing into his brain. He fought against it, trying to summon the Force to ease his suffering. He opened his mouth to recite the Jedi Code to focus his mind and energy. But instead of the soothing words, all that emerged was another endless scream. The needles vanished, disappearing instantly just like the heat and the pressure. And once again, there had been no real harm done to his body, though the memories of the pain lingered.
"The Republic attack on the River Station wasn't real,"
Darth Kerrod said, her voice finally betraying a hint of her impatience.
"So what was the point of a false alarm? Is a real invasion coming next? One we will dismiss because we think it's just another equipment malfunction?"
"Yes, that's it. You figured it out."
"Or was it deployed to cause confusion?"
Kerrod continued, ignoring his obviously false confession.
"A distraction, so your allies already on the River Station could set some kind of trap? Something that will be waiting for us if we return to port?"
"The dark side has made you paranoid. It blinds you to the truth. Reject the teachings of the Sith, and you will have clarity and understanding."
"Clarity comes through suffering. You will learn that lesson soon enough."
He heard footsteps as she walked away from him, then heard her speaking to someone else, probably her pure-blooded Sith apprentice.
"Stay here with the interrogators. Watch the Jedi. Do not underestimate him. And beware of trickery through the Force."
"As you wish, Master,"
a female voice replied.
"We will speak again when I return,"
Kerrod called out to him.
"After a few hours on the table has made you more cooperative."
Nosterol wasn't aware of her leaving as the interrogators turned on the machine, and his world became pain.